USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. One of the busiest interstates in the USA is out of action through one of the country's largest cities. A tanker truck exploded yesterday, burning down a piece of the highway going right through Philadelphia.
I came outside, I smelled smoke. It smelled like gasoline, actually.
That man lives near the piece of I-95 that collapsed thanks to the searing heat from the burning tanker on a road right below. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro will be declaring a disaster, and it will be weeks before that interstate will reopen. They're gearing up for quite the scene outside the federal courthouse in Miami ahead of tomorrow's scheduled arrival of former President Trump to be arraigned on 37 charges related to classified documents found at his home in Palm Beach, Florida. NBC correspondent Ken Delanian says there are no hints of any large-scale organized protests, but
there's the lone wolf aspect that is just so unpredictable. I mean, we've seen random people with Trump flags driving up to this courthouse over the past few days. And with the kind of angry rhetoric that some of Donald Trump's supporters are engaging in, calling this a war, Trump himself calling the prosecution corrupt, my law enforcement source is really concerned about that aspect.
Another possible complication, Trump needs a Florida lawyer to represent him, and as of now, it's not known if he has one. If you think the 92-year-old George Soros is fading away, there's this. Soros says he's handing control of his $25 billion empire to his son Alex. And Alex Soros says he is more political than his father and plans to be a financial force in the U.S. elections. He was a cruise ship singer, a real estate mogul, a media tycoon, then three times the prime minister of Italy. Along the way, Silvio Berlusconi put his foot in his mouth countless times, like calling President Obama suntanned. His lawyer confirms that Silvio Berlusconi has died at age 86. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The Denver Nuggets are one win away from the NBA championship. They're up 3-1 on the Miami Heat going into Game 5 tonight in Denver. If the Heat survive and bring the series back to Miami, the team mascot should be good to go.
What does it say about your mascot that he can take a punch from Conor McGregor, bounce back, and still be ready to go likely the next home game?
That's the Miami Heat toughness.
Heat coach Eric Spoelstra on the Friday night skit that went very wrong when Bernie the mascot took a couple of punches from former UFC star Conor McGregor. And the punches landed a bit too hard, sending Bernie, or the guy inside the costume, to get medical attention.
He should have been allowed to, you know, take the first swing. He can take a punch and get back up. Yeah, he's not going to miss any time.
That is, if the Heat can win tonight and force a Game 6 back in Miami. In Denver, a barber who's been a Nuggets fan for decades wants to get to that game tonight, and he's offering free haircuts for life in exchange for two tickets. Ozzy Villarreal says it's quite a bargain in the long run.
If you get a haircut once a month, you're looking at $420 a year. So say you get it from when you're 25 to when you're 65. That 420 times the 40 years is $16,800.
Ozzy's not alone in his desires. Several other fans have posted creative proposals for ticket trades. The Stanley Cup Finals could be over tomorrow as the Vegas Golden Knights are up 3-1 on the Florida Panthers. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229.